Picasso had arrived in Royan, a seaside resort on the French Atlantic coast, a few days before the outbreak of war. Then, after intermittent returns to the capital, fixed himself definitively in his studio in occupied Paris in late August 1940, and remained there throughout the rest of the war years. Unlike quite a number of well-known French artists who were his contemporaries and who had also remained in the city, he was not allowed to exhibit, but does seem to have received a large number of visitors. There are varying accounts about how much danger he was in during this difficult period and about how he managed to escape unscathed. The Franco government in Spain, which might have asked for his extradition, never seems to have made trouble for him. The most sensational report concerning Picasso's situation vis-à-vis the German occupiers emerged shortly after the artist's death in 1973. The source was the German sculptor Arno Brecker, once a favourite of the Nazi regime, but also with many friends, dating from the interwar period, among the leading artists of the interwar period living and working in France. Brecker alleged that in 1943, the noose was slowly closing around Picasso, who was suspected of having smuggled large amounts of money abroad, both to Franco's Spain and, roundabout, to the Soviet Union. He, Brecker, went to the head of the Gestapo, General Müller, to plead the artist's case. At first, Müller was obdurate, until Brecker demanded to speak to Martin Bormann,